So there's a wave of people coming from the Mediterranean, and the perception is that these people have an alien religion, an alien culture, and possible ties to terrorism. In response, there's a wave of hostility from large parts of American society, stoked by sensational stories in the media, alarms from politicians. The migrants are seen as so different that many say they can never become true Americans. Syrian refugees? No, actually. Our one-man history desk, Chris Wolf, has been delving into a similar episode in American history. Who are these alien would-be terrorists we're talking about, Chris?
Italians. And if you want to be specific, Southern Italians and Sicilians.
And we're talking late 19th century?
Correct. We're talking pretty much from the 1890s onwards for about three decades after that. This open hostility and discrimination continues. Someone would say a little longer.
So let's break this down a little bit. Italians are Christians, right? So why was their religion seen as alien?
Well, obviously, the Irish had broken through the Catholic barrier a few generations before the Italians started arriving in large numbers. But Catholicism in Northern Europe is practiced very differently to that in Southern Europe. What you find in a lot of the popular prejudices that were being written about at the time is that the Catholicism in Southern Italy and around the rest of the Mediterranean is mixed up with all these other, like, pre-Christian superstitions. You know, when you think about things like the evil eye and, you know, the stories about evil spirits and what have you that seem kind of familiar now. And then you have the very different public rituals, like the annual celebrations of the saints, you know, the big festas mm-hmm. that we all enjoy now in any Little Italy anywhere in America now. It's colorful and it's wonderful. What's so weird about this? Well, no one had ever seen anything like it before Italians started arriving in large numbers.
And the notion that Italians were politically and morally alien, what was going on there?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, prejudices here, you know, and ill-conceived opinions, but there were some basis to that in that literacy was very low. Maybe 50% of the Italians arriving in the 19th century couldn't read or write. And so they were deemed to be ignorant. So it's also assumed that they know nothing about democracy, that they know nothing about the law. And this is compounded by prejudices about Italians being obsessed with settling their perceived wrongs through feuds and vendettas and violence rather than going to the courts. So it all kind of feeds into each other. And like one writer said that they're all somehow disposed to criminality by their genetic endowment or cultural inheritance.
Wow. That sounds pretty hostile. Did it get worse?
Well, yes, there's discrimination in housing and work. They're kind of unofficially segregated in urban areas, in slums, pretty much. There's a lot of police brutality and public violence, the worst incident. I mean, we're talking lynchings. We're not talking just about, you know, a little hostility.
Lynchings of Italian Americans.
Correct. There's at least 50 documented in this period. And the worst one was in New Orleans in 1891 after a popular policeman was killed and the Italians who were rounded up and charged with the crime were acquitted. A mob forms, breaks into the jail and just hangs every Italian they can find, a total of 11. And it gets worse. I mean, like the New York Times, this is a national news because this is a, you know, major breakdown in public order and it makes national news. And the New York Times writes in an editorial.
And what year is this?
1891. These sneaking and cowardly Sicilians, the descendants of bandits and assassins who have transported to this country the lawless passions, the cutthroat practices, and the oath-bound societies of their native country, are to us a pest without mitigation.
Wow. New York Times, paper of historic record in the United States. And to extend the analogy, what about any ties to terrorism among Italian Americans? Were there?
Well, there's a lot of anti-capitalist anarchism in the late 19th century, and it's closely associated with Italians. Very big propaganda guru for the anarchist movement lived here in the States for about 20 years, a guy called Luigi Galliani. And he had a lot of followers. He was a big proponent of what they call propaganda by deed, which is you're going to shake up the world by violence. So there was dozens of bombings of police stations in America, caught houses and other public places, shootings of policemen, judges, businessmen and others. One radicalized New Jersey boy goes off to Italy and assassinates the king there, Umberto, in 1900. And the worst incident laid at their feet was the, although it was never proven, was the Wall Street bombing in 1920, which was in, let's look at this, it was the worst single act of terrorism on American soil up to that point in downtown Manhattan. A bomb went off on Wall Street, killed 38 people and wounds over 140. And in the crackdown that followed, thousands of people were arrested and about 500 deported. Most of them were Italians.
The world's one-man history desk, Chris Wolf there, telling us about the discrimination faced by Italian immigrants in this country just over 100 years ago.